This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
It's getting dark. It's all happened. Whilst I was away, the daylight savings happened, and now it's dark.
But you know what else has happened while you've been away?
Yeah.
There's been news in the media from people like Elon Musk where there's been question marks about privacy on Facebook. And Elon Musk went so fast to... I think he was caught by surprise. He didn't realise that his company actually had a Facebook page. So he said he's going to take it down.
Take it down.
But I guess there's some risk associated with that. But so joining us on the line is Alex from The Big Smoke to talk about this. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Welcome back with applause. I know you've had a bit of a break, bit of a holiday, so it's lovely to have you back with us. But what is this news of Facebook and people removing their Facebook profiles?
Yeah, so this is coming off the bat of the big data breach that everybody was talking about in the last couple of weeks, where we saw Cambridge Analytica, which was a political a consultancy firm in the UK, actually use Facebook and profiles to target advertising, particularly around the Trump campaign. So how that would work is that you would be a Facebook user and you would use one of those personality quiz, maybe one of those fun IQ quizzes that are connected to your Facebook.
Yeah.
And through that, these third parties are able to get a lot of our data and find out a lot about us.
So those games aren't just to waste time. Those games are actually to get data out of you.
The data mining, yeah.
So often,
it's quite interesting, if you go into your settings on Facebook and you go into your ad settings, you actually can see what Facebook thinks of you, what they think you're like in terms of music, food, movies, whether or not you're likely to be a liberal or conservative voter, depending on what, you know, your stance is and what your activity is like on Facebook. So there's a lot more data about us being collected than we realise. I think I've previously told you the story about the woman in the UK who asked for the information from Tinder that they had on her. It was 800 pages.
Wow.
Whoa.
So we don't recognise how much data is actually out there about us. So when a breach like this happens, it does cause users of Facebook to go, oh, hang on, what am I involved in? But we're so entrenched in the platform and it's such a big part of our lives. I've seen the delete Facebook hashtag trending across Twitter, saying that people will just connect with each other on Instagram. The irony, of course, being that Facebook owns Instagram.
So there's no escape.
Yes.
Wow.
So when Elon Musk deleted the Tesla and SpaceX profile pages, it did get a lot of people thinking about whether or not they should, my mother included. And, I mean, the reality is the data's out there. It takes a lot to really delete it off and go completely off the grid. And it's now pretty unlikely that you can go completely off the grid if you've spent so many years on these platforms. So I think the real question is about, should we have regulation for these platforms as opposed to let's just delete it? Because, I mean, the reality is our friends are on it. What are we going to do?
Wow.
Well, that's right. Like, so your digital footprint is not like, you know, footprints in the sand. They actually go deep and they're going to stay there. They're quite sustainable or robust. You can't just delete them and rub them out and think that people aren't going to find those footprints.
Well, this is the thing. And also the other side of it, there was a study that was done that looked at the link between well-being and social media use. And while we do acknowledge that there are a lot of people that find social media a combative place, you know, a place where you one-up each other or you try to present your best life, there is also a link to community. And a lot of people have found a correlation between social media usage and their own sense of identity and their own sense of connection to their communities. So if you're going through a particularly hard time and you do a Facebook status update, the research shows that just by people engaging with you, even not close friends, just random people, actually gives you comfort.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. Definitely.
So it's not, yeah. So I think, and these platforms are free to use. The reason why they're free is because they use the data to offset and to have a monetized business model. And Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook recently said that if you as a user really want to have a complete free experience on Facebook where no one's collecting your data, then you're going to have to look at a paid model of using Facebook. And I don't know many people who would pay for Facebook.
Wow, that's so interesting. So you're saying that, you know, Facebook is good for you if you just do the right stuff on it. Just don't put any...
I think just be mindful of what you allow them to know about you.
Yeah.
And then every now and then check your privacy settings. Check what data is on you. I mean, a lot of that information is there available for you to download. So the onus is on us as users to use these free platforms in smart ways.
Wow.
One of the things that always surprises me with Facebook, like you say, you get those ads, and I'm often getting ads for men in their 40s. Can you find your abs? Which I just think is downright rude. I know where my abs
That's
are. Thank you very much,
your
Facebook.
Google search.
I'm not searching for abs. I'm telling you that.
The crazy thing is I get a lot of Clear Blue pregnancy test ads.
Oh, really?
I think they've got the wrong target audience there.
See, I'm not getting those.
I have it. No, but can I just say Facebook is spot on with me. All I get advertised to is pugs.
Well, that's good. They're on the ball with that one.
They know me.
They know you so well. Look, thank you so much, Alex. We look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye. Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.